guys.
Awesome. And it sounds like a wrestling move. So like, boom. All right, here we go.
From the top rope.
From the top rope, here we go. On CJSF. And that was Satellite Bombs. All right. Yeah, we're going to find out if Justin does drugs after the break.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a Renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
All right, and we're back. So, Quasi, that's. Do you do drugs?
I have never done drugs, ever. Not a single time.
That's right, Grandma. Yeah, you listen up. Yes, all right. All right, we're going to play Crystal Ships from Farm. Tell me about this band.
Okay, so the last two shows we played, one of them, I got to pick the lineups, which is always fun. That was at Red Gate, which is a very cool spot. And Satan Therapist and Brahminkind were the two bands that played with us, and they're both like probably my favorite two around right now. And Satan Therapist doesn't have anything up right now, but Farm is Lucas is the bass player's other band. They're wicked, so show them what's up.
Yes, let's go boop into space, y'all.
Sick as ink, and we float it down a black abyss. to see the snow. Who's to blame? What is that bringing down? What they thought had been out. That's the snow. What to see?
And that was Colorblind by Brahmankind. Very good, very good. Okay, so Stamati.
Hello.
You are Greek, yes?
I am Greek.
Yes. So tell me, have you gone to the Greek Fest?
I've been to many a Greek Fest in my day. Mm-hmm. I was just at the one this summer.
Yes?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Tell you about it?
Yes. Tell me about it. If nobody's ever been there.
If nobody's ever been?
Yeah. What do you recommend eating?
I recommend that you go straight to the booth where they have the old man flipping the lamb chops, because that's where you want to go. You want some barbecued lamb chops.
Mm-hmm.
Those are perfect with some nice lemon. That's the way to do it back in the island. Get some Greek salad.
Okay.
And then, finish it off with some loukoumades. Why not? It's a Greek dessert. It's like a picture a Timbit, but just better.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And I had a Greek friend in elementary school, and her mom always made these little cookies, and it had the white frosting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what are those called?
I should know. I should know the actual name for it, but right. I'm forgetting the name.
That's
but
okay.
I know what you know, because we make them at the bakery.
Right. And then tell me about this bakery.
Yeah. So, yes, this was just an elaborate plan to get everyone to go buy my bakery's products.
Yes.
My family runs a bakery out of Burnaby. Been working there for a couple of years, just helping out. And, yeah, we make everything you can. We make pita bread, tzatziki, hummus. Like, we make, like, more savory baked goods rather than, like, you know, a cake. So, yeah, that's our specialty. Find us at, like, a Whole Foods or a Save-On.
Yes, and tell me the name of your bakery.
Oh, the name.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes.
I guess that is important. Zorba's. Check out Zorba's Bakery.
What?
Zorbasfoods.ca.
Awesome.
I've seen them in the grocery store. You can, too.
Yep, exactly. Whole Foods, IGA, hopefully Costco.
Too.
What's that?
My mom makes really good Greek food.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's the Maddie's like official opinion on
it. Yeah. Let's go over her birthday
authentic
dinner.
Greek opinion.
Yes. All right, and we're going to play some random dander. Here's Manastash. And we're back. And that was random. Yeah, Random Dander. Awesome. Okay, so you guys are recording some new music. Tell me about that.
Yes, we are. So we're thinking of an EP this time. We're not 100% yet because I'm more of an album guy, but we'll see. And yeah, we just did 5 songs, I think. And we went to a really cool studio in North Van. Doesn't have a name, but it's a very cool room. And
here's what I found.
Oh my god.
What did you find?
No way. And yeah, we laid down 5 songs. We got just Anisha's parts left and probably some vocals.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, backups, little embellishments.
Yeah, definitely still and little things to work on.
Anisha's been out for a bit. Our guitar player Anish, he's been out for since July? June?
June, yeah.
June,
basically
yeah.
All summer.
Him and his wife had their firstborn child.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
My buddy Oliver filled in for the last 2 shows, and he killed it. He did, like, he learned it all in, like, a couple days and just jumped in there and killed it.
I think it was inside the week. He just stepped in and played the set with us, so... And he's a killer blues player there. Oliver Krejci is his name.
Yeah.
And, really recommend catching him if you ever have the opportunity to watch him play.
Yeah, and now September 23rd, Anish will be back. So we're excited for that.
The original lineup.
Yeah.
Well,
our normal 5-piece lineup.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So you got all of the players now? Okay, awesome.
So.
And we just had some pizza here. What's your favorite pizza flavor?
My favorite pizza flavor?
Yes.
I like it real original, you know, just give me a New York slice. I don't need anything else other than cheese and sauce. Mm. A nice crispy bread, too.
Mm. My favorite was in Cloverdale, they were called Gruel's Pizza, and they had, it had Alfredo sauce on it, and chicken, and pineapple, and bacon, and it was killer. It was awesome.
Yeah, but it's been recently replaced, maybe, because we found this other great shop in Coquitlam now, where we can get tandoori chicken, ginger, and pineapple. And that makes a good pizza.
It's too much pineapple, man.
No, we like pineapple. We're pineapple on pizza people.
I don't get it, man.
You can pick off the pineapple.
That's all right. I'm outnumbered here.
Yeah, the ginger and the tandoori on a pizza, it's so good.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're almost at the end of the hour here, folks. Where can people find your music?
We're on everything. Yeah. I think. Like, our main one's Bandcamp.
If you go to our Instagram and our Facebook, you can get a Linktree link, and then from that Linktree, you can choose if you want Spotify, Apple Music, go to YouTube.
Oh, and we have quasicosm.com.
Yeah,
the website.
The website, quasicosm.com, yo.
We
got merch. Order merch. You can buy a CD off the Bandcamp if you want.
Nice. And you're going to be selling your merch at the show, right?
Yep. Yeah.
We just got new shirts. Brand new shirts. Shout out to Johnny Bones for printing those and did a good job. And we're looking forward to seeing them on all of you.
Yep. Awesome. I got some cool designs.
Yes. Okay. And tell me about this last song we're going to play, Pareidolia.
This last song. So when I'm not doing drugs,
you don't do drugs.
That's right, Grandma. We don't do drugs.
You see faces and stuff. And it's, it's my favorite riff, I think, of all of these. It's my favorite.
I remember when we were writing it, because Justin had another project before Quasicosm, and there was one section in one song that I remember listening to it with Brock. And I remember going to Justin and saying, we need to just take this one section and just, stretch it out.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what this became.
I like that riff.
This one's a real crowd favorite. When the album first got released, this one really picked up. People were sharing this song, really enjoyed it, and kind of seemed to be a top pick on a lot of...
Yeah,
it's the hit single.
It started with this one and Bub City, and then now it's more like Blue Shift and Monkey Brain for some reason.
I love this one live.
Yeah, the live crowd tend to enjoy those.
It's fun. This one live is a really, really difficult song for sure.
Nah.
And it's not for you.
Not for me. It's
for me, Anisha's really hard.
It's
for me, it's
Anisha's
the most likely
solos.
To pass out of any of the songs. It'll be in this one. Yeah.
All right. We'll see if people pass out at the show. Okay.
See you in the pit.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
always with the chase. It's always gone away, but we'll be holding it. But I can only see one at a time. Not as much as back when we were eight. Though we learned to slow the resolution of
show is a hip-hop show called Next Up, so stay tuned for that, and we'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Mehdi signing out.